Hallelujah. Okay. Verse 4. Charity suffereth long. When you have that kind of spirit in you, forbearance is in you. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. And charity is not puffed up. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. Charity seeketh not her own. And charity is not easily provoked. Charity, when you have that spirit, you thinketh no evil. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Why? Charity is positive, 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 no negativity. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, mystery, everything, it shall vanish away. Because we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, that is charity. Then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, perfection, maturity, I put away childish things. Childish things. Cry, cry, is childish things. Rise and fall, rise and fall, rise and fall, is childish things. For now we see through a glass, darkly. But when we get to that level, we see face to face. Now, I know in part, but then, shall I know even as also I am known. Finally, verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. Again, faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is what? Charity. What did he say? Faith, hope, hallelujah, charity. Faith, hope, charity. But the greatest of it all is charity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1 again. Now from verse 8. Remember verse 7. He said, unto godliness, brotherly kindness, unto brotherly kindness, charity. Then, hallelujah. He said, for if these things be in you, what are those things? Virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to stress something in that verse 8. That word there is barrenness. So it means you can be a barren Christian. What is barrenness? Barrenness is the estate where you are infertile, you are sterile, you cannot produce life. So he said, if these things be in you, and I want to say something, church. There was something that caught my attention about an animal. As I come across that verse 8, I began to think, so a Christian can be barren. Amen. Then my mind went to an animal. How many of you know what a mule is? A mule. Let's see some picture of a mule. That is a mule. You are seeing it on the screen? That picture there is a mule. Now look at it very well. Now look at the picture of a horse. This is a horse. Is there any difference between that mule and this horse when you look at it like this? No. Now look at a donkey. Hallelujah. Now this is a species. Praise the Lord. Now this is another species of a donkey. That's another one. Another donkey. Now, let me tell you who a mule is. That animal you see called mule, God did not create it. Listen very well. Because I'm giving you the condition of Christianity. Now, it is a product of the mating of a donkey and a horse. A horse sleeps with a donkey. Then the donkey gets pregnant, and the offspring is what is called a mule. And that is contrary to the law of reproduction. It is a man that caused it to happen like that. A mule. Now, when you look at that mule, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It reminds me of another type of Christian. There are different types of Christians. Christians are referred to as fish. Fisher of men are evangelists. Peter, I will make you a fisher of men. Fisher of men. You go to the sea and fish. And the fisherman that throw his net there, what is he looking for? Fish. And I've said it here before, there are different types of fishes. But there are three distinctive types of fishes that is relevant to what we want to explain now. Hallelujah. Now fish, all of them are fish. All of them are Christians. Are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. I bless in tongue. Okay, you are a Christian. But among Christians, among fish, amen, there is a crayfish. I've explained it before. Who is the crayfish? They say, na condition, make crayfish bend. You are the type of Christian that condition will make you bend, compromise your faith. You are crayfish. You are fish, but you are crayfish. Then we have electric fish. I've told you this before. Fish, na fish, have you? You think na Christian. You think na fish. Very beautiful. You know the palm. Very attractive. No earring. Natural hair. They dress down. Brought down. Very beautiful voice when they sing. Wow. Very anointed. Prayer warrior. Wow. When you see grace. Hey, you desire to be like him. Then when you go close, hey, brother. Then you open up, brother. Then you touch it. Hey! Then you'll be shocked what you will find out. Electric fish. Then we have another fish that have too many bones. Too many bones. You cannot take it and eat normal. You have to be very careful. When you are eating that fish, you have to be very, very careful because everywhere na bones. Amen. Very carnal. Too many no-go areas. Brother, I know they like noise. Brother, I know they like this one. Brother, I know they like this. Brother, I just... you do me like... Every day complaining. Every time very nagging. Brother, too many bones. You can't have a smooth relationship. you are another type of fish. And so also, we have the mule Christian. Hallelujah. Now, and that is the kind of religion that is in the world today. So that you will see reason to make your calling and election sure. Hallelujah. Now, this is an animal that cannot. One characteristic of the mule is that it is sterile. That animal cannot father another child. So it remains on its own. It cannot produce life. Why? Because you ask him, he does not know who his father is or who his mother is. Ask him the name of his father. He said, "Na father, no." I'm talking to somebody. Okay, who is your mama? It's God. What is the name of your mama? Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What is the name of the father? Why? Because what produced him is not what produced the genuine Christians. What is it? Like the mule, a horse and a donkey came together and produced that kind of animal. It is an hybrid animal. It's hybrid. It's manufactured by man. Therefore, there is no life in it. So is the denominational Christianity. They came by the seed. They take the word of God and then mix it together with worldliness. And what does it produce? The type of Christians we see today. No life in them. Amen. But the real believer, the Bible tells us, hallelujah. I think 1 Peter 1:23 or so. Can we open it? Either 1:23 or 2:23. It says, "See, you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfailing love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." See how you are born again now. Be born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. It was, amen. Two things produce that mule. Two things also produce the genuine Christians. The word of God. We receive the word of God, and then there is confirmation of the Holy Ghost. Seal not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed, confirmed until the day of redemption. Amen. See the new religion again. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It has a characteristic. That animal, mule there, is stubborn. Very, very stubborn. But very, very strong. And it is a workaholic. All they know how to do in the denomination is walk, 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 walk. If you ask them, I'm a worker. I'm a worker. And they know nothing beyond that their denominational creed and dogmas. But he is sterile. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't see them producing Christ, but another strange thing entirely. You look at that animal, he be like horse, Abby. And he be like donkey, Abby. So if you look at it, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why? It is another strange manifestation. Denominationalism is another strange religion that was produced using the word of God and the doctrine of man, worldliness. Mixed together, it becomes adulterated. denominational, is Christianity adulterated? Why? Go to James chapter 4, verse 4. See the way Apostle James put it. He said, you adulterers, you would think that he's talking about fornication. When you read it, that scripture, he was not talking about a married man going to a married woman, no. A married woman going outside her wedlock. Listen to it very well. You adulterers and adulteresses. Know you not that the friendship, can you see? That's where the adultery is. The friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Hybrid Christianity, the mule Christianity, is the adulteration of Christianity. The fashions of the world, worldliness mixed with the word of God, will produce what you see today. No life, nothing there to produce Christ. And many of us are still suffering from that hangover. You don't know what God has pulled you out from. You come here and you just think it's another church. That's all. You know nothing else beyond that. Oh, praise the Lord. God hates it. It's enmity with God. Why did God curse the serpent? It was because he did the same thing. Why will an animal meet with a human being? What did they produce? That kind of human being came. Praise the Lord. And God cursed it because he went and produced a hybrid contrary to the law of reproduction. There's a law of reproduction. You have to bring forth after your kind. And if you are born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God, sealed by the Holy Ghost, then you will produce Christ. You cannot produce a worldly system. Like the mule. You don't know whether. What is this? Is he like say? The same thing. You go to churches these days. You don't know whether you are in a nightclub or you are in a church. Oh, they are calling Jesus. They are saying a church. Oh, but see the way they dress. No, in a nightclub. So you don't know whether this is church or this is a social gathering. No. Hallelujah. We have our identity. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's nothing but an agenda of the Antichrist system. The fourth horse rider. What is it? It's a pale horse rider. And that pale horse rider, it's a mixture, color that comes out when you mix white and red. It is neither white nor red. It's pale looking. And it's not among the colors of the rainbow. So anytime you look at it, it be like say. Amen. You think they are Christians because they are calling Christ. Nothing but worldliness. Everything happening in the world is in the churches today. And they want you to think that the church of Jesus Christ will know better. The gospel according to nature. We know, like the mule, that is how the denominational system is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The confusion in identity. Oh, glory be to God. And so, God takes you away from such religion and places you as he adopts you as an individual, first with the crowning of the glory of charity. Takes you to that level, and until the individual is first established, before the church generally in this age will also be established. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is why William Branham was preaching concerning the adoption of the church. Hallelujah. If you notice in Matthew chapter 17, hallelujah, verse 1. Matthew 17 verse 1. It says, and after 6 days, amen. Remember that in Matthew 16, let's go to that. Matthew 16, first, the last 3 verses.
For the Son of Man.
Are we there?
For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels. And then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily,
he was talking to his disciples.
I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
So, didn't they die? They have died. Has the Son of Man come yet?
No. So what did he mean? What he meant was fulfilled in chapter 17, verse 1.
Chapter 17, verse 1.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. There he was transfigured. There they saw him in his glorified estate. That is how he will appear in his kingdom. And those three, they were those that will say they will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. But they also became the witnesses to that adoption.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now watch it. It was also speaking of the future. What will happen? Listen. When was Jesus Christ adopted? He was adopted after 6 days. It means he was adopted the seventh day. After 6 days. After six is seven.
Amen.
And that is speaking of the adoption of the church in the seventh church age. Romans 8 verse 19 talks about the manifestation of the sons of God. Manifestation there is to be made known. The sons of God on this earth shall be made known by that process of adoption just before the rapture will strike. For the individual perfection, you have 7 steps from virtue to charity. 7 of them. So also, for the church also, we have 7 church ages.
Amen.
7 star messengers for each age. 7 candlesticks. Revelation chapter 1 verse 16 and verse 20 explains it. The temple of Solomon was built in 7 years. 7 virtues. And because perfection shall be in the 7th church age, God, in this 7th church age, sent the perfecting ministry. And that ministry is the ministry of the 7th star messenger. For the perfecting of the church. That's the ministry of William Marion Branham just before the rapture. And it is at the 7th church age. And that ministry is found in the 7th verse of Revelation chapter 10. And because it is the last ministry before the coming of the Lord, it is found in Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, prophesied by the last prophet in the last chapter, in the last verse. And the man that God used is no coincidence. William, Marion, Braham. William, 7 letters. Marion, 7 letters. Braham, 7 letters. The ministry for perfection. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that ministry is concluded with the capstone. The capstone is Christ himself. When you have reached the 7th step, then the church has finished. Then, hallelujah, Christ the head comes to the body that has been fully built, jams with the church. Hallelujah. Then you become one and to be together as husband and wife. 2 shall become 1 with Christ as the head. Blessed be the name of the Lord in this same church age. Hallelujah. And he comes in as that the divine love expressed in Christ. That is it. When Christ comes and caps up those virtues in you, you can't help but express love. That is what produces the John ministry. John was a witness of Jesus Christ. James is a witness. And Peter. Peter is the apostle of faith. James is the apostle of works. And John was the apostle of love. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These three. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith, hope, charity. But the most important is charity. Love, which is the last one. When you come to that estate and the church grows to that level, Christ comes and caps it up with divine love. Then you'll understand what he meant in Revelation chapter 10. Can we open it? Revelation chapter 10 and verse 8 to 11. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke unto me, John was speaking, spoke unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up. Hey, take it and eat it up. That means it has to do with some understanding. And it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was what? Bitter. And verse 11, my emphasis. And he said unto me, I am talking about the adoption of the church before the rapture. Thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Prophesy what? He's speaking about a move that God will use to manifest his children again on earth here before the rapture. That is the adoption of the church. But it will only take place when we get to the level of the divine love, charity. Forget what that man is confusing the people, that there is one man that will fulfill John's ministry. Nothing like that. It's a move, and it is the adoption of the bride. The whole world will hear you, because he said, hear you him. The whole church, the whole world will know that God has children on earth here. That is the adoption of the believers, the church. The whole world will know that Christ is on earth again through his church. It will not be a period where we look up to any man ministry. The era of star messengers passed with the seventh church age. Now it is ready for the next move. The voice of the archangel. Hallelujah. It will not be man. Because if I'm not revelated, like so many people, you know, by now I will have been making some claim. I will have been making some claim. By virtue of what is going on in my ministry, the whole world is listening. That's why it is no more. There will be no one man that will spearhead anything again. The last man is Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. Nothing like that again. I am a local pastor, and watch it. Everyone that has key to what we are doing now, the same grace here happens in their ministry without me visiting them. All over the world. Hallelujah. Church, you are being part of something you don't even know. Don't be left behind though. Join the boat. God is positioning his people for a last move. The denominations, they have finished having their day. This is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power again. By the anointing. It's the latter rain. Oh, God sent another Elijah to bring your power down.
Send the fire.
Send the fire. Also send the rain.
To heal the sea.
To heal the sea. Raise the
land of glory. But I want to be another Elijah.
Hey, who wants to be another Elijah? Who wants to be another Elijah? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3. From verse 8. This is the testimony of Apostle Paul, who has so much revelation, until he said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, mouth cannot describe what God has kept for them. He said, I know a man that was caught up to the third heavens. Whether it is spirit or physical, he doesn't know. But he saw things that are unspeakable. This is somebody that saw God so much, was established so much. He threw, made all manner of sacrifices, suffered so much for the gospel. This is what he said in verse 8. Yeah, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Verse 10. Now that he was doing all that, for what reason? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. See how humble that man was. Not as though I had already attained. Can you see? Me speaking here, I didn't say I have reached. Oh, as I talk to you, three fingers are pointing at me. Oh, either we are already perfect. I am not yet perfect. Oh, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. If I may understand that for which reason God has arrested me. If I would just understand the reason why God loved me so much and decided to reveal himself to me. Brethren, I can't know myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are in front of me before. What do? I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We press. It's not going to be easy. We press. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to me too. The message is first to me before you. Why up to now, Pastor Moses? Why the cripples not arise in your ministry? With all your mouth and faith, something is wrong. I know that for sure. I know it. This is not how I was when I first met the Lord. I'm in a very miserable estate now. And every day I'm telling the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. Give me one more chance. Come back again. Let's bow down our heads. Maybe that's your prayer too. Will you remain in this same estate? We can be better than this. We can be true Christians. No hypocrisy. No hypocrisy.
sing it, somebody.
Oh, his wonderful passion and purity.
Can we stand up? Let's sing it.
Let
can we be on our feet? And let that be your prayer. Let that be your prayer.
All is wonderful. All is wonderful passion and beauty.
Can we sing it together? Sing it together, everybody.
Oh, that Spirit divine, oh, my nature divine, to the beauty of Jesus.
Say it one more time from your heart.
Hallelujah. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen.
Sisters, sing it, sisters. Hallelujah, sisters. Can you sing it louder? It's a prayer, it's a prayer. Can I hear the brothers? Hallelujah! That's our prayer. One more time, everybody. Of prayer you pray, it's not just the prayer you bow down your head here and pray. It's a daily prayer. It's a daily prayer. To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
On earth
I long to glory. To be like
that's our prayer. Let something wake up in you. You are part of this move because you are part of God's elect. If not, you will go back to the world where you came from. And while you have this opportunity, seize this opportunity. Be connected to what God is doing now. There may be no other opportunity for you. What if He comes now for you? What will you tell Him? Didn't He hear? He needs repentance. God does not care what you were yesterday. If you can repent today, He forgets about your yesterday. Especially those of us who had a genuine encounter with God when we gave our life to Christ. Get back to your first love. Let Him pick up from where He stopped and kept you stagnated. Let the fire continue. Those of us who are serving God in any capacity, let God do something that we confirm we are His servants. Let us grow. By now, the dead should be coming to life in your ministry. See? While Peter here spake, people were receiving the Holy Ghost. Here we go, shout, shout, shout. Before people, they receive the Holy Ghost. The problem is not with you. The problem is with us. We are the pulpit. You see? Love. Love.